The United Nations World Food Programme says it is planning to ask participants at a peace conference on the Ivory Coast in Paris next Wednesday to include humanitarian needs on their political agenda. WFP wants Ivorian government and rebel leaders to guarantee aid workers safe access to many thousands of needy people trapped in combat zones. The World Food Programme says aid workers have no access to tens of thousands of Liberian refugees and internally displaced people in the western rebel-controlled areas of Ivory Coast. WFP spokeswoman Christiane Berthiaume says these people are in desperate need of humanitarian assistance. But she says the region is off limits to aid agencies because of nearly 4 months of fighting. She says the WFP wants the Ivorian government and rebel negotiators in Paris to open up special routes with guaranteed safe passage for aid workers trying to reach vulnerable people.
What we would like to have is humanitarian corridor routes that would be secure for our staff to go inside insecure area, as in the western part of the country, where we can bring relief, food, assistance. And these roads also could be used for refugees or displaced people to get out of these areas which are so insecure.
The UN Refugee Agency reports that tens of thousands of terrified Liberian refugees are trapped in western Ivory Coast. It says the refugees would like to flee to safer areas in the south or across borders into neighboring countries, but are prevented from doing so by both the rebels and by government sympathizers who are manning the checkpoints. Ms. Berthiaume says humanitarian corridors would make it possible for some of the refugees to leave this insecure area. She says before the civil war broke out in September, WFP maintained a small school feeding program, but she says the agency has had to stop this program for children in the rebel-held areas. The agency still assists 41,000 children in the government-controlled areas.
The government has asked us as well to help with the children that are displaced, to distribute food to them. They are going to be allowed to go to the schools, even if they're not from that area because they're displaced, and we will distribute them also rations, the meal at lunch, as well as rations to the family, at least for a 3-month initial period to make sure that they will send their kids to school.
WFP appealed for $6.6 million in November. Ms. Berthiaume says only 30% of the money has come through. As a result, she says the agency only will be able to feed 120,000 instead of 170,000 needy people in January and February. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.